Rockabilly is a term just about all rock and roll fans are familiar with, but after listening to Rhino Records' box set Rockin' Bones, rock historian Ed Ward has begun to wonder what it means, or if the term even makes sense.
A pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, I wanna play house with you.
Everybody knows what rockabilly is. It's what we just heard, Elvis singing Baby, Let's Play House. It's got a stuttering vocal, a guitar line by Scotty Moore in this case, which is based on Merle Travis's pioneering style, and lyrics taken from the blues in the You May Go to College, You May Go to School verse. Oh, and it's also dirty, playing house, as in You Be the Mommy, I'll Be the Daddy, and Let's Make Babies. But I've wondered about rockabilly since the 1970s, when Bob Christgau at the Village Voice had me review a stack of British single-label rockabilly compilations with names like King Rockabilly and Decca Rockabilly. There were usually a couple of tracks on these records which merited the term, and the rest of the record would be taken up by second-string country artists who were, they thought, catching a ride on this new rock and roll fad. Among other things, that's a perfect description of Bill Haley, a rock and roll pioneer with no staying power. But it doesn't describe a lot of artists who get labeled rockabilly. Ronnie Dawson, for instance. Dawson was a Dallas teen with a bleach blonde flat top haircut and a solid appreciation for blues. So solid, in fact, that he also recorded this under the name Commonwealth Jones. Whatever that is, it sure isn't stereotypical rockabilly. Another element that enters into these songs is teenage fads and the hope that the singer can grab a hit by singing about them.
Don't mess with my dog tails. Don't mess with my dog tails. If you mess with my dog tails, I'll get so mad at you. You gotta jump like a jumper, move like a moo cow, bop like a bobcat, but don't mess with my dog tails. If you mess with my duck tails, I'll get so mad at you.
Joe Clay was obviously taking his cues from both Carl Perkins, warning about his blue suede shoes, and from Elvis, with the stutter and the Merle Travis guitar. And if you ask me, I'd say he was definitely rockabilly. But most of the singers who recorded songs like this didn't understand the culture they were singing about and were immediately identified as the posers they usually were. Then, of course, there's sex. This was the big fear about rock and roll, that it encouraged lascivious behavior. And some of the records were, it's true, really over the top in this department. Did John and Jackie, whoever they were, seriously think this was going to get on the radio? Most records weren't that overt, of course, but it didn't mean they didn't smolder.
Oh, my love, hey, 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 woman, love. Hey, 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 woman, love. Hey, 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 woman, love. Hey, 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 hey. Well, I went to my doctor not so long ago, walking in the circle. I'm all alone, and he looked at me and said, good Lord above, son, you need a vaccination over woman. No, well, I'm looking for a room, one track mine, and I'm switching all the time. I'll be kissing to the moon above, cause I sure am needing me some woman love.
That's right, woman.
Gene Vincent's whole career revolved around records like Woman Love, which rarely got very far, but made him a legend for future generations. The main element which binds these records together, though, isn't stylistic, as much as it's that they all contain elements which threaten the way things were. Instead of rockabilly, I'd just call them rock and roll, which most people thought had descended on them like some sort of alien plague from outer space. Billy Lee Riley obviously agreed.
Well, the news of the song have been a crime and rap. I'm the only one that's seen it over the ground. First thing I seen when I saw it land, the cast jumped out and they formed a band. My thoughts of rock and roll, my thoughts of rock and roll. I couldn't understand the things they said about that crazy beauty just stopped me dead.
It was also a secret club. Very few of the records on Rockin' Bones were played even on regional radio stations. The performers were local heroes for the most part, but they were inciting a rebellion and never thought for a moment it might become the status quo.
Our rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The music he played is from the box set Rockin' Bones. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.